This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, the fiscal cliff deal is officially on the books after President Obama signed it into law last night. That means we can start worrying about a debt ceiling fight coming in Washington next month, a spending fight shortly thereafter, and a budget fight right after that. But Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell says there is one bright economic spot to look forward to this year, and that is the housing market. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so why would the housing market do well in 2013, even with all this uncertainty in Washington?
Well, you know, you're starting to see increases in prices, and that's feeding a sense that, hey, you know, interest rates are really low, but prices are going up. And I'm noticing that, you know, the sales signs are coming down in my neighborhood. Maybe now finally is the time to make a move. Plus, there seem to be fewer foreclosures in the market. So I think a big part of it is the psychology of the market has changed at the same time that interest rates are really low.
But hasn't the problem always been that people want to buy that house? They see the good deal. They know the interest rate is low, but they can't get a mortgage from the bank.
Well, that's always going to weigh on this recovery to a certain extent. But you know what, Jeremy? The financial obligation ratio. Now, this is a number where you take all your debt payments, right?
Yeah.
And you compare it to your disposable income. And it peaked in 2007. Now, it's back to the level where it was in the early 1980s. So I think we're going to be surprised by how many households are out there that actually have the ability to do some borrowing, and they're more creditworthy. The household balance sheet has been repaired over the past 5 years.
So is the new housing market then going to be different from the old one? Because as we found out so well back in 2007, 2008, the old housing market was not a sustainable one.
Now, I think the underlying trend is going to be more subdued. I mean, there's going to be in 2013 stories about multiple bids and all this excitement about the turn in the market, but the underlying trend will be subdued for two reasons. One, income growth is really slow. People aren't getting wage increases, and they're going to be wary of borrowing too much. They can borrow more, but they don't want to borrow too much.
Right.
And the other reason is we're all recognizing the risk of home ownership. Look, even in a recovery, people are going to be downsized, re-engineered. What euphemism do you want to use, Jeremy? You know, people are going to lose their jobs, and they're going to recognize, I want the flexibility to move to another part of the country. Renting is smart, not throwing your money away.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thank you as always.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.